Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. This is Tejpal and today we are exploring principle number 6, be playful. First, we will explore what is playfulness, then how playfulness relates to your intuition. Then we will explore what are the benefits of being playful in your life, and then what are the blocks that you may face to bring more playfulness in your life, and how can you bring more playfulness in your life. So, what is playfulness? I love to describe or to define playfulness with two qualities. When you are playful, you are relaxed and alert at the same time. And that's unique. A lot of time you are either relaxed and you fall asleep, or you are alert and you go, 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 do, do, do under pressure. When we bring those two qualities together, it creates a unique combination that raises your heightened perception and that allows you to access information beyond the physical reality. And my wish for you is that you become hypersensitive, yet you don't have to live in drama. So number one, you bring being relaxed and alert at the same time. Number two, you bring the notion of laughters. And laughters has been studied in medicine and also in the spiritual world, has been used in the spiritual world for thousands and thousands of years. And what it will do to you at the physical level, it will strengthen your nervous system, release stress, and strengthen your immune system. But what it does also, if you experience it, if you decide to laugh for no reason, you completely clear your energy field. You like reboot your system. It's just like you start from scratch again. It's kind of a huge release. And it's wonderful and necessary when you want to be in the moment, accessing your intuition without thinking in the past or thinking in the future. Number three, when you really play, you really engage in the moment. You're not just halfway in the moment. You're just fully there. You forget time and space. You have such a good time. And we know, we have studied, we have talked about that, is each time we are in the moment alive, it's much easier to access your intuition. And the last aspect is the notion of creativity. When you're playful, you engage your creativity because you put yourself in new situation. You stretch your mind, you may stretch your body. You don't take things too seriously. So you kind of love to be in a new situation without worrying about the outcomes. And when you engage your creativity, you also ease the way to your intuition, because you don't limit yourself. And that is also important to access information from a non-linear reality. So all of those are components of being playful. And as you just heard, very important to connect and to help you to develop your intuition. So, having said that, is what are the benefits of being playful in your life? I'm sure you can list many of them. And I will invite you to explore that for you, because for each of us, it's unique. But there are a few we can mention right now, and you can also download some of the handouts. The number one benefit that is priceless from my point of view is you don't take things too seriously. Either the so-called good or the so-called bad. So you create more distance with you and your environment. And that is so important, because when you do that, you are not into reactivity mode. Like your happiness or your joy factor does not depend on whatever's going on in your life. You can have that from within. Your life is not driven from outside events, it's driven from within, and that is so important. So those three components, which is taking life not too seriously, being more detached and less reactive, being driven by the inside of you instead of being driven by whatever pressure from the outside, will help you to open, to express, to access your wisdom and your intuition. And you may have much more benefits than me. So take the time and write them down. So having said that, for some of you, it still could be hard to implement playfulness into their life. And if I look at me, sometimes it's very difficult because I love what I do. And my standards are high. I want to achieve a lot of stuff, a lot of things. And I have no problem to work hard. So I can just go, 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 go. And at times, forget to play. And so for somebody like me, I have to commit to playfulness, or I have to surround myself to people who really know how to play so that I can drop things and really go into play. So if you are type A people, driven by a to-do list, driven by goal setting and by achieving a lot, you need to plan your time for playing ahead of time. The other thing that's important, and I want to finish this audio with that, is what is your style? How do you play? For each of you, it's unique. For some of you, you love to be engaged perhaps in the physical reality, or in the mental, or in the spiritual, or being more social, so more in the emotional reality. Find your style. I remember when I used to play every Sunday morning volleyball with a group of women, and really nobody knew how to play, but we had so much fun and nobody really knew the rules, but we were just having a great time, and that's all I needed. Lately, the way I play is I invite people in my house to do painting parties, and everybody bring their painting and their brushes, and everybody is doing art at the same time. Or because I love music, I will just bring my guitar and chant or sing, and other people will bring other instruments, and I just love that as well. So that's my style of play, or at least some of the way I do play. Spend some time in this. What is your play? What is your style? I wish you the best. I wish you to enjoy that principle. And I will see you for principle number 7, which is trust yourself.